Shachos, the Rashi Akoilu, Tavrei Akoilu. Every shir has to start with a pasuk in Chumash. So that's what we're trying to explain. Parashat Shoftim, it says, Ki pole mimcha davar lamishpat. There's something separated, it's unknown to you. Bein dam ladam, yeredeya. Bein din ladin, chesh mishpat. Bein nega lanega, taharis. So what do you do if you don't know? So it says, you should go to the shofet asher yiyeh bahem, yiyeh bayamim ahem, and va'asisa al pi hadov asher yagidu lecha. What is the pasuk telling you? If you don't know something, you should ask someone who does know. Well, that's rather obvious. You have a sore throat, and you don't know if it's a virus or it's a strep throat, you should go to a doctor. And if you have a question of whether certain income is taxable or not, you should ask the tax accountant. And obviously, if you don't know the halacha, you should ask someone who does know. What is the Chumash telling us in this pasuk that if you don't know, you should go ask someone? Go further. What do you do when there's a machlekes in a certain halacha? So then the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin Amud Aleph says, "Hoyu shnayim." There are two people that have a machlekes: echad metame ve'echad metar, echad oisav ve'echad matir. So im hoya echad mehem gadol mechaveray bechachma ubeminyan haloich achrav. One of them is greater, b'chachma, in wisdom, and b'minyan. What does minyan mean? Minyan of talmidim. What's the mile of having more talmidim? So if you look in Agos Ashri, you'll see two pshatim. One mahalach is, he just happens to have more talmidim than the other person. The other mahalach is, that he has more talmidim, and the talmidim agree with him that he's right. In the first mahalach, it's the chshivas of the person. He has more talmidim, so he must be a greater person, part of the chachma. In the second mahalach, it's a regular klal of yachid v'rabim. And in fact, if you look at the shach in Yeredeya, he says that in the second mahalach, it has to be talmidim shegiu la'ira, so that we could say that there's a rabbin. If in the first mahalach, it doesn't make a difference what type of talmidim, we're just defining the chshivas of the rab. Now it goes further. Vim lav, if they're equals. So the Tanakhama says, Holach achar hamachmir. You have to be machmir, you don't know, you have to be machmir. B'shua ben korach o'ema, b'shal teira holach achar hamachmir, b'shal seifrim holach achar hamekel. So b'shua ben korach, and the Gemara says, Holach achar b'shua ben korach. B'shua korach, we understand, in the deraisa, safik deraisa l'achmir, safik. What's pshat in the Tanakhama that you always have to be machmer? So it says in Tshuvas Radvaz, because this is not a suffix, it's a chsaron yediyah. If you learn Yeridah, you'll see that a chsaron yediyah is not a suffix. And therefore, even in the Rabbanan, you have to be machmer. I was like, what's pshat in a b'shua ben karcha, and we have to pass him like a b'shua ben karcha? B'shal seifrim halach achar hamekel. The answer is that's part of Kol Yapsak. That is gufa how the Chachamim said their halachas that b'shal seifrim halach achar hamekel. But it's not the din of Safik Rabbanan lahakol. We'll prove it soon. One more thing. We know there's machlekes b'shamay and Hillel, Shamay and Hillel, and there was a baskoil halacha ke Hillel. What happened before the baskoil? So the Gemara says, this is an Erev in Davav Omen Beis, that you had a choice to be makel like whichever one. Ha'oisim mekuli beis shamay mekuli beis hillel is a rasha. Mechumrei beis shamay mechumrei beis hillel is ksil b'chayshach haylach. Ela ike beis shamay ike beis hillel. You had a choice. Ha'roitzelas is kedivrei beis shamay oisim. Ha'roitzelas is kedivrei beis hillel. And the question is obvious. If Shammai and Hillel were equals, so you should apply the halacha of b'deraisa halachah ha'machmir b'shal seifrim halachah ha'mekel. Why did we have the choice to follow whoever you wanted to? This is the Ritva's kasha. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehachar lanu lavoda. And the Ritva says, Avada, if you're learning a sugya and you see a machlaikis, and a machlaikis of equals, so that's the klal. But what happens if you go and ask a shayla to one of these people? You knock on Shammai's door and he tells you that it's mutter. So the halacha is that for this particular question, since you asked him, you're allowed to follow him even if it's a lakula in a deraisa. That's what the Gemara is being machadish. That was till the Baska. The Chazanish in Simen Kuf Nun says it's not even necessary to ask the person. If you were makabel this person as your Rebbe and you follow him b'roiv hashmuas, then you can follow this person lahokal in a deraisa also. Now we understand the pshat in the pasuk in Chumash. The pasuk in Chumash is coming to be chadish to us that there is something called a psak. You have a machlek, ki yipolei mimcha dover, la mishpat, bein dam ledam, bein din ledin. We're not talking about someone who doesn't know anything. We're talking about someone who went through the sugya, and he knows it's a machlek, it's a machlek is shach and taz. Now what do I do? So what do you do? There's a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, "But there is a halacha chamachma, mishal soifim halacha chamekel." Over state in Chumash, there's another option that if you're going to go to the shayfet ashiyeh bayom mahem, which according to Ritva means you ask this person a shayla, even if you have no shaykes with the person, but you ask this person a shayla. Or according to the Chazanish, it means, even if you don't ask him, but he's the person you follow, B'Rav Shmuel Esav, then you should follow this psak, even if it's a kula in a deraisa. Pasuk is being mechadish you that there is something called paskening a shayla. Otherwise, what's the use of asking a shayla? You have a machleik shach and taz, so you're going to go call your local Orthodox rabbi, and he'll tell you something. So now it's machleik shach and taz, and the local rabbi, and the one up the block says the opposite anyway. So what did you gain? What did you accomplish? That's what you're supposed to do. It says when you have a shayla and you don't know, you're supposed to ask someone, and that becomes the psak for you in this case, and that overrides the klali psak which are found in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. With this, we can understand a few well-known stories. Well-known, Chaim Briske once had a shreya shayla. He couldn't be machriya, so he sent a telegram to Rav Yitzchak Elchanan inspector, the Gadol Hadar, and said, give me an answer, mutter asr, but don't tell me your reasoning. Because if you're going to tell me your reasoning, I'm going to refute the reasoning. Now what's prat? He doesn't want to know Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan's reasoning, so then he'll refute the reasoning. So the Zalt says that Zechan Sofer writes in his Akdama that you should take my tshuvas very seriously, because even if I'm mistaken in my reasoning, I'm still right in the halacha. There's a certain siyata d'shmaya for a gadol hadar. Now it's undoubtedly true, and undoubtedly it's true about Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. But you should know that's not how Reb Chaim Briske thought. Reb Chaim Briske had a different thought process than the Chama Sofer. You know what Reb Chaim Briske was doing? He was doing exactly what Shteit Mechumash. It was Yipolei Mimcha Dover. Reb Chaim went through the whole thing, and he had a suffix of its mutter also. So what did he do? He went to the Shofet Asher Yiyeh Bayom Mahem, which to him was a Yitzchak Elchanan, and said, give me the answer. And then that becomes the answer for me on this thing. That's shot in the story. Once heard from Rav Reuven Feinstein, his father, Rav Moshe, he said, I never saw my father learning. As far back as I remember him writing, I remember him giving shiurim, and I remember him answering shailas on the telephone. I never saw him learn. So he said, if he never learns, how does he know so much? He says, ask my brother, David. Ask of David, because he remembers him in Russia. He probably saw him learning. I never saw my father learn. And then he went on and continued that you should know all the tshuvas in Igus Moshe. He wrote stream of consciousness. He got letters, he took out a pen, and he wrote it. He didn't look up anything. He just wrote letters as he got them. However, there is one tshuva that took him a month to write. Tshuva about prostate surgery, whether it renders someone a psuadaka. And it has 40 anafim. It has 10 anafim in it, and it's 40 pages long. And my father went back and forth and back and forth on this shaila. Very difficult shaila. That's the tshuva it took him a month to write. Take out that tshuva and read the end of the tshuva, and it says, after writing five anafim lehetter and five anafim leisser, he says, and I went out in the street and I met Rav Henkin, v'hu ona li bepshitas shehu muter. And he said, "Sepashet asemote, ukva hayrezaken," and that's the halacha. Now, what's going on here? He went outside. He's talking machshav Rav Henkin tremendously. He used to say that when I write a tshuva and people argue on me, I don't even bother thinking it over. But if Rav Henkin argues with me, then I think it over. He says usually I come out to the same conclusion, but at least I think it over. So, but what's going on over here? He spent a month on the Shaila, was makif the whole Shaila, the Amkoyle Rachbai, doesn't know the answer, so he goes out onto the street, he finds Rav Henkin, and he tells him it's Pasha that it's Mutter, and he doesn't even begin to ask him why was it Pasha that it's Mutter, and he ends off Kahir Zakim. The Teretz is a Mesh was following Chum, Chumash. This is what you're supposed to do. If you don't know, it's not the don't know. We not knowing. The not knowing of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Daphne Game Fredman, the person. Tell you an interesting story. I learned by Rav David Soloveitchik itself for 6 years. And, as you know, he was makbid to do everything outside the Yesetayv. Once was Masada Kedushin at a chasna in Bnei Brak, and I was one of the Edom. And he was makbid that yichud has to be 9 minutes long. The Eidah yichud have to be there for 9 minutes. On the way home, he started having nerve, and maybe it was only 8 minutes and 57 seconds. And should he go back? Should he redo it? Whatever. Finally, he said, we were too close to Yerushalayim. He said, you know, drop me off. We're in a taxi. Drop me off. Now, after you drop me off, go straight to Rechavya and go ask Rav Gustman what he thinks. And whatever he says, we're going to follow. Went to Rav Gustman, told him the shaila, he smiled, and he said, listen, tell your Rebbe Sagut. So I said, could you tell me why? He said, only if you don't repeat it to your Rosh Hashiva. Okay, I won't repeat it. He says, you promise? Yeah. He says, it doesn't say in Bavli, Yerushalmi, Tesefta, Sifri, Sifra, Rambam, Tor, or Shulchan Aruch that you need Edom on Yichud Bechol. It says by Kedushin needs Edom, it doesn't say Nesuin needs Edom. And therefore, how could it be Ma'akiv 9 minutes? It doesn't say anyway that you need Edom. But don't you dare tell your Rebbe that this is the reason why I said it's much, because that's not going to make him happy. I mean, when I moved to Gatesin, I asked Rav Shiva, Rav Avram Guru, it's a tremendous gaon. Tell me, where's the first place in all of rabbinic literature it says that the suin needs Edom? He said, Avnei Meluim Simid Lamed Zayin, because there's nothing before it. But Rav Gustman, it's not written anywhere, you know? So I went back, I told him, I went to Rav Gustman, the Vilna Dayan, and he passed him that it's all right. He had no more doubts. Now, what was trapped in this story? He didn't ask me why he said so. He knew that Rav Gustman had a very, very different thought process than the one that he was used to. I'll tell you a different story later from Rav Gustman. But totally different thought process. You can't even comparable the thought process. The Teretz is al shteitn chumash. If you don't know something, you're supposed to ask the shofet asher yiyeh bayam mahen. To him, Rav Gustman was the shofet asher yiyeh bayam mahen, and therefore, whatever he says, that's the halacha. That's pshat in chumash. The Gemara in Brachos brings machlekes till when is mincha, when does marav start? Rabbi Yehuda says you daven mincha to plaga mincha, then you can daven marav from plaga mincha and on. Chachamim say mincha is till tzeisakachavim till nacht, and then you daven marav. The Gemara says the ovid kamar ovid, the ovid kamar ovid. You can go like either one, but there's a machlekes rishonim. The Rosh and Rabbeinu Yoina b'shem ha-ga'inim say that you got to pick one and be consistent. You can't daven on, even on different days. You can't daven marav at plag and the next day daven mincha till nacht. You have to be consistently choose one. The Mordechai the Meiri say you can switch every day. You can't switch in one day. It's a tarat pesach. For two different days you could. What is this machlekes? Can you switch on different days? Shagas Arya says, "What's prata ovid kamar ovid ovid kamar ovid?" Because tefillah is a drabanan and sofik drabanan lahakol. Now, if tefillah is drabanan and sofik drabanan lahakol, so you should be able to switch on two different days, no different than shnei shvilin b'zeh achazeh. And in fact, that's what it says in the Meiri. The reason why you can switch on different days is because it's no different than shnei shvilin. What's trapped in the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yoina, Shema Ga'inim, to say that you cannot switch on different days. Now, Tosfos and Brachos Daf Beis Omid Aleph asks Akasha, how you can daven Marav early, but how could you say Kriyas Shema is early if Kriyas Shema is a deraisa? Enfut Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, so I can follow Rabbi Yehuda. Agav, if anyone waits Rabbeinu Tam's man for Krishma, you should know Rabbeinu Tam didn't wait for Rabbeinu Tam, because Rabbeinu Tam already said Krishma at Plaga Mincha. That's besides the point. Now, that having been said, how does it work in a deraisa? Krishma is a deraisa. So if you look in Kilos Yaakov, Stipler, and Chazanish also says it, that the Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, is a din of psak. The Gemara is saying that for the rest of his Jewish history, you can choose to follow Rabbi Yehuda, and you can choose to follow the Chachamim. That's what this title says. I want to bring you a raya to this. There's a famous thought on Absad Yagon that there are six places in Shas that it says Shuda the Dina. It's up to the Dain to decide. The Kasha is that there's only five Shuda the Dainas in our Shas. It's an old Kasha. Recently they gave out the Ginze HaGo'inim on Bava Basra, and he brings a Rav Nachshon Gaon that says that the sixth Shuda the Dina is the Gemara and Brachas to Ovid Kamar Ovid to Ovid Kamar Ovid. Saying over here is that the Ovid Kamar Ovid is not a din of Safik Rabban Lahakal, it's a din of Shuda the Dain, and Memela, you can follow it even in the Deraisa. Now it's very good that the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yoina say that you have to be consistent, because if you're going to follow the Ovid Kamar Ovid even in the Deraisa, so it has nothing to do with Safik Rabban Lahakal, because we're applying it to a Deraisa, so then it has to be a din of Psak. A din of Psak, you can't switch every day. The only kash is that this is good till you get to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yoina that you can't switch off on different days. Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rashi in Brachos Arbeis Amid Aleph that you have to say over Kriyishma at night, you're not Yaitza like Rabbeinu Tam. If we're only using the Ovid Kamar Ovid, for the Rabbanons, so then we could just use the regular klal of Safik Rabbanon Lahakal. So why can't I switch off on different days? The answer is that we said the Tanakhama says whenever you have a machlekes halach achar machmir. And we explain from the Radvaz, because it's a chsar in Yediyah. So what's pshat? In Reb Shur ben Karcha says, B'shal Seifim Halacha Chameitel. So we said this is a klal in psak. It's not a din of Sofik Rabban Lachol, it's a klal in psak. This klal in psak is only when there is someone who is a meikel and someone who is a machmer. In the Machlekes of Yehuda and Chacham, there's no meikel and there's no machmer. Depends where you're up to in your Seyda Tfilis. Therefore, there isn't any klal of Shal Seyfim Halachacha meikel over here. This is not my thought. There's a Russian Beya. It says, Ve'ein loymar, this is a Perik Chaf Aleph. Perik Aleph, Ois Chaf Aleph, Simon Chaf Aleph. Ve'ein loymar, he's talking about a Drabonon. Shal Seyfim Halachacha meikel, the ma meikel bechad tzad, umad mar meikel bechad tzad. You cannot apply Shal Seyfim Halachacha meikel when there isn't a clear meikel and machmer. So now it's very good that the Ovid Kamar Ovid can't be Sofik Rabbanon Lahokol the way the Shagas Arya learns it, or the Rosh Rabbeinu Yaina learned it can't be so, because it's a Chsar in Yediyah, so you can't apply Sofik Rabbanon Lahokol. And you can't apply B'shal Seifrim Holoch Achar HaMekel because there is no Mekel over here. Elamai, what's my right to do the Ovid Kamar Ovid, Ovid Kamar Ovid? That's the din of Psak of Shofet HaShe'iyah B'Yom Mahem. Therefore, you can't switch off on different days. So, basically, what we've established is that there is something called Psak, which is based on the Pasuk in Chumash to ask the Shofet HaShe'iyah B'Yom Mahem, which overrides the rules of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, B'Shal Seifrim Halach Achar Machmer, B'shal the Reis Halach Achmach, B'shal Seifrim Halach Achar HaMekel. Now that we established there is such a thing called Psak, now the question is, how do you pass in the Shoyl? Up to now we're talking about the Shoyl. Now we'll talk about the Nishal. Where does he get the Psak from? You're learning Yeredei, I think you're learning Ribbis now. So you learn something, so Machlekes, Shach and Taz. Then there's Machlekes of Kivega and Samsofa, how to Taskin. So what are you going to do with all this information? After you've gathered the information, how are you supposed to decide? So if you look in the Ramah and Chosha Mishpat, Simen Chof Hei, Sif Beis, he says that a person cannot say, Val Yoyma Ha'odam Efse Kamisha Eretza. I'll do what I want, whatever I like. Because that's a din sheker. And the Ramah says you got three options of how to pass in the shayla. One, if he's a chacham gadol, machriya medatai. He's a chacham gadol, he brings a raya from Gemara and says, this is what I hold the truth is. If not, he says you follow the klole of psak, you go after the rabbim. If they're equals, Vaiti says, if there's a minig in the city to be mekel, then you go after that minig, even the hakel. The Gaon says this is learnt out from Bimkoimoy Shor Rabbi Yosef Haglili Hayoichlin Basa Oif Bechalov, even though Chachamim say not, and Yachid Rabbim Halacha Kerabim. But nevertheless, that was the minig in that city. So there's only three ways to answer a shayla. You're chacham gadol, you're machriya medatai, or you follow the rules of psak, or there's a minig in the place. Without stereotyping people, largely psak and litta was the first mahalach. Yitzhak Elchanan, I think the Chazon Ish, I think the Igros Moshe, they learned through the sugya. And they just say, I have a raya like this. The Rajba asks a question, and I have a chakira what the answer could be. And I'll bring a raya to one side of this chakira, and therefore the halacha is like this. This is the way they answered shaylos. There's a letter in Igros Chazon Ish. Someone seemingly took the Chazon Ish to task that he's too machmer. And he wrote him a letter. And Chazon Ish very politely replies to him. and says that I was trained that every shaila, I rethink myself. I don't see what others say. I rethink it myself. And however my das is machriya, that's what I hold is right. Va'onus ani al hera astati. And I'm ma'amus, because that's what my head told me that it's like this. So what do you want from me? That's a mahalach of machriya medata. So I had a biography of Shulet Diskin, and they asked Shmuel Salant, who's greater, you or Shulet Diskin? He said, what's the tzushta? Shulet Diskin, the chamalach alikim. So they said, so they asked him, so why do you always argue with him? So Shmuel Salant said, well, Shmuel daf trachten mit zayn kap, in Shulet daf trachten mit zayn kap. That's the answer. My head works differently, and I think with my head, and my obligation is to think with my head. So that's one type of psak. And another type of psak, that you follow the rules of halacha. I most notably and recently was the Abiya Omer, Rav Avadia Yosef. We'll say on this shaila there's 241 opinions, 151 say like this, 90 say like this, achiram lahakas. And this was a Messiah and Psak. There are those who say, in the countries where I came from, this is how I was Makabul for my Rebbe. Or in the countries where I came from, we followed the Sam Sofer. You look at the Minchas Yitzchak of Ber Meisha, it's called that Hungarian Psak. You'll see that there are three different Mahalchim in Psak, even if you learn contemporary people. But you have to use one out of the three, otherwise it's a Din Sheker. This we can answer the question. Someone once asked Shimon Schwab, why is it Rabbanim never agree with each other? He really meant to say, why is it Broya says this and you say the opposite? So Schwab said, why don't you ask that about doctors? Person goes to the doctor, gets a medical opinion, goes to the next doctor, and he says a different opinion. Why don't you doctors ever agree? Tells you expect the doctor to think. So why do you expect the Rav not to think? But Be'etzim, this question only begins to be a question if they were all using the same derech and psak. And then you need a Shrav to answer. But imagine you have three people who are learning three totally different ways. One is adding up the amount of shittas in it and figuring out what is the raif. The other one is saying, Ichav ha-Masayr from my Rebbe that I follow this opinion. And the third one is being Machriya Medatah. You can ask a kasha why they disagree. They're using totally different thought processes. Let's go further. Once a shaila was asked on a specific thing, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, "Hanisha lachacham v'timei lo yishal lachacham v'yatar lachacham ba'asar lo yishal lachacham v'yatar." Or anida chacham she'asar ein chaveri rishai lahater. You asked the shaila and it became the had a psak of it's asar. Then you cannot be mutter. What's trapped in him? Then the other person holds its mutter. So it's machlekes rishonim. The Ravid learns it's a din of shavya nafshe. Once you ask the shaila, so it was chal and issa on the chayfitz for you, at least in this shaila. The Ran says it's al tzkvoidei shel rishon. A lot of covet for the second one. What's the nafgemina? Chacham Shehitter is Chaver Rishai Lesser. According to the Ravid, yes. According to the Ran, no. Next, what happens if the second one is a bigger Chacham than the first? So he doesn't have to have their Cheretz for the first one. So according to the Ran, he could overrule him. According to the Ravid, he can't. The Shach makes these nafkaminas. What does come out, if you have a chacham shehitter and the second chacham is greater, then he could aser, because then the chol hadayis it would work. Yeah.
As I say, if you get a kulik of psak,
yes. Yeah, that's correct. So we have this klal that chacham she asar ein chaveri shai lahater. If he's a greater chacham, it will be a machlekes ran and David, whether he's allowed to. There are cases, so as a general rule, once you have a question, you shouldn't ask. And if you do ask, you have to tell the second person that you asked. But now the second person, as a general rule, should not overrule him. But let's say he is a Chacham Kadmon. It's Machlekes. But there are other Tzirufim. There's a Beis Lechem Yehuda that says, this is in Yeridei Reishman Beis, that the din of Chacham Shehoira means it's a new Shaila, which he was Moira Midatai. So once you have an answer, you have an answer. But he said, let's say it's a well-known Machlekes. It's a Machlekes Shachan Taz. And in Austria, Hungary, and Germany, they pass them like the Shach. And in Poland, they pass them like the Taz. So you go ask a Rav, let's say from Poland, who passed them like the Taz. It doesn't stop the next Rav who passes like the Shach. Who passes like the Shach. Because that's not called a Hero. Well, this is, he brings down it, such a Yeshayim, and he says many people hold not like that. But if the second Chacham is a greater Chacham, then it's Makom Lahakol to be Metzar the Beis Lechem Yehuda and the Ram. Another Mahalach, another case, is to ask Amara, Bedika. Is there a din, and the Chacham says it's Asar, is there a din of Chacham She'asar on such a Shaila? In Tshuvas Beis Shlomo, he says, yes, it's a psak, like every other psak. In Tshuvas Divrei Chaim, of Chaim Sanza, he says it's not a psak. It's a havchana, it's a fact, it's a statement of fact. It's not a psak. And therefore, anyone could disagree with anyone else. As I say, it's negeya. Once you drink, you're not allowed to paskin. Even if you drink a revius of wine, you're not allowed to paskin. Taka never drink wine, except a cup and a half by the Purim Suda. Other than that, I don't drink a whole year. Even Arba Kaisis, I don't, because people come the whole time knocking on the door. Even during the Pesach Seder, people come. Now, what happens? Tachava, I was in Gates at that time, they're up there, and someone knocks on the door at the end of the Purim Suda. They have a Shaila. It's the seventh night of the Shivanaki, and they just had the Shaila. I'm by far the most sober person in town. I was always the most sober person, but certainly on Purim I was the most sober person. What's different? Can't tell the person, come back tomorrow. So it occurred to me that the Chayyim, this is a Gufa Machleik, the Beis Shlomo holds it's a Psak. The Divrei Chaim holds it's not a Psak. I didn't want to be Samech on the Divrei Chaim alone. So I said, listen, you're not a Paskin when you drink, but you're allowed to give a share when you drink. I can give you a share that this color is Asa, this is Mutta, this is a Machleik, this is this. And I said, and this is the one that everyone says is Mutta. Or this is this color. And then you can figure it out yourself. But Al Kopanim, if you ever heard of someone asking a Shaila on Amara, and you get an Issa, many times it happens, you normally ask Rav Aleph. So if he wasn't available, you went to ask Rav Beis, and he says it's Asr. But you know, you have the Shaila all the time, and Rav Aleph always tells you it's Mutta. And you go back to Rav Aleph, and he says, no, it's Mutta. So, you ask a question, how could he do such a thing? It's Chacham She'asar. So, you have to know, according to the Divrei Chaim, he's allowed to do it. Furthermore, if he holds that he's greater than Rav Aleph, according to the Ran, he's allowed to do it. You put the two things together, a person is allowed to do it. The third thing is, if the second Chacham holds that it wasn't a psak, it's a mistake. There's a difference between a tar b'shikl adas, which is a psak. I have a different b'shikl adas. Well, you hold someone as a Toya Bidvar Mishnah. On a Toya Bidvar Mishnah, there's no such halacha of Chacham Shehoira.
Is there a Isn't that good for Shigla on us?
Oh, so I want to tell you that when I first started out in Rabbanus, Rav and Kalabas Yishron and Mansi, and I first started out in Elul, someone tells me he has a computer business, an IT business, one of the first IT businesses, and he's open on Rosh Hashanah. And not only is he open on Rosh Hashanah, but he has Yidden working for him on Rosh Hashanah. So I asked him, how do you manage this? So he said that I asked Harav so-and-so, Harav Pliny, and he told me it's mutter because they don't work by the hour. They work with a deadline. And they choose to work whenever they want. And there's a taz that a shifcha can wash with hot water because it's her choice. It's her choice to do so. So I said the taz is talking about a guy. And there the issue is Amir al-Akum. And Sadaita the Nafshe. But here we're talking about a yid. The Shaila is Lufne Iver, the Shaila is Char Shabbos. So he said, listen, that's what Rav so and so told me. Rav so and so was a well known person. So I decided, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to call him up. So I called him up and I said, you know, you told so and so it's mutter based on a taz. First of all, did you say so? Because many times people repeat things. Never. He said, yes, I did, based on the taz. I said, but the taz is talking about a guy and you're talking about a yid. He said, I don't see the difference. So now I'm stuck with a question. Is this a Taya Bidvar Mishnah or is this a Taya Bishikal Adas? I hold the taz as no shaykhus. But that's my Shikal Adas. He holds it is. And this person, you know, 25 years older than me. Or no, my head tells me that this is a Pasha Atayat Bar Mishnah to Sheltzu Ataz of a guy to you. I don't know what to do. So I drove to New Square to have Neishlas. And there was a Rav of New Square, the Sadha Heli Rav. I asked him, so and so, this was the Shiloh, the person passing based on the Taz. Which is talking about a guy to a yid, is there a shayla of Chacham Shahira? And he looks at me and he says, Mishtel tzi ataz ba'goy tzayid, yenish kachuchim b'chol. You know, a shayla of Chacham Shahira is b'chol, not a Chacham. He didn't say this is a Tayyid Shikhtar. The person is questioned, there's no din Chacham Shahira. For Al-Kaponim, there is such a klal of Tar b'shikol. Shikla Das is that's where you have the din of Chacham Shahira, because you always hold someone is wrong. But if you believe it's a Tavid Var Mishnah, then you're allowed to do so. Tell you a story. I was in Gateshead, someone came to me and asked me a Bedika, a Mara. So I said, it's Mutter. So he said, but I already asked so-and-so, and he told me that it's awesome. I said, he's mistaken. So he said, wow, Rabbi Falk is right. I said, what does it have to do with Rabbi Falk? He said, I asked Rav Pliny, told me it's awesome. I went to ask Rabbi Falk, and he told me it's mutter. But I told Rabbi Falk, I already asked Rav Pliny, so he said it's a chacham she'asa. Said, but what should I do? He said, go ask the Rav. And I hold that he has a right to overrule anyone in town, because when we're mekabel from for a Rav, it was a daita dahachi. And then Rabbi Falk said, but I'll make a prediction that Rabbi Zeman's not going to say, I'm the Rav of town and I can overrule anyone. He's just going to say the other person doesn't know what he's talking about. So when you said this, I said, oh, you see, Rabbi Falk doesn't know kendachia. Baal Kohanim, there's one thing, A, if you hold, it's a total mistake. Number two, like I say, in Maris, the Devar Chaim holds b'chol, you can overrule people, because it's just a question of Avchana. The Gemara says, Haresh says, B'shkun Asenu, there's a deaf lady used to pass in the Maris, so it doesn't need a Rav, it needs someone who knows. You can be a big Rav, but you can be colorblind. And Rav Broy is a tzal that's colorblind. That's why they brought Dain Posen and Gates it to Washington Heights, because they need someone to answer shayles, because he was colorblind. famous Rav in Brooklyn, Rav David Cohen, from the Daily Amorim, is colorblind. And he doesn't answer Shaz, he probably cannot see. Next, the Ramah says in Chafei.
That is on the show, it's on the Rav to answer?
Both.
Or that depends who found the Ran and
Again, the Issa on the. No, the Gemara says both, actually. The Ramah says, if it's Yachid Kneged Rabbim, Hochem Acha Rabbim B'chol Makom. You follow the Das Rabbim. But there's another halacha, that B'shas Adchak, you could be Seimach on a Das Yachid. Now, two Gemaras, one in Shabbos, near Hanukkah, when you put out the menorah outside, and it blows out, and there was a time of the Parsiyim, and we really hold Migulis Chatzor, Ben Ashmashis Chatzor, the Kul Yayma. But the Gemara says, "Kedai Reb Shimon list Machalov b'Shas Achak." Gemara Shabbos Mem Hey. Gemara Nida Dav Zayin. Shnas Petzeris Haisa. Kedai Reb Elezer list Machalov b'Shas Achak. The Rashi and Chuvis Reishon Gimel says it's not just Reb Shimon Reb Elezer, but any time there's a machlekes, you're supposed to follow the Rabbim, but b'Shas Achak you can follow the Das Yachid. Zog Dushach, that's only by an Issa Drabbanon. The kasha is, what's Pshat in this? If there's a klal in the Torah, Acher Rabbim Lahatis, so how can you say, B'Shach Sotchak, I can follow the Das Yachid? And for the Chazanish, that Acher Rabbim Lahatis is only when you have a Bezdin that's sitting together and they voted on something. But if you have people who wrote Svarim, and they're living in totally different places, and they never were oymid l'minyan, there never was a vote. They said, there's no din of Acher Rabbim Lahatis. One, there was no vote. Number two, what about all the Rabbanu who didn't write Svarim? How are you going to factor in? You're only taking Svarim that were written. Elamai, it's a Svarim, it's something called consensus. You have a consensus opinion. That thing is, by open call, you follow the consensus opinion. But b'shas adchak, you can follow a das yachid. I'll give you an example, a few examples. When I first lived in Muncie, the nearest hospital is called Good Samaritan, Good Sam Hospital. At that point, Muncie wasn't so built up, and it was chutz l'tchum. So they had a question, should we make an erev tchumim to get to the hospital, to be able to visit Chaylam on Shabbos? Now, to make an Erev Tchumim, it has to be within 4,000 Amas. And then you can put the Erev Tchumim right in the middle. Measured it according to Avraham Chaim Nal, more than 4,000 Amas. They measured it according to the Chazon Ish's Amas, it's more than 4,000 Amas. But you know that some Sofer has a bigger Amma than the Chazon Ish, 62.3 centimeters. According to him, it would be. It was just made it. And you could put an Eruv Tchumim in the middle. And there was a letter given out. Like I say, today it's no longer relevant, but there was a letter given out signed by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rabbi Moshe Neischloss, Shmuelke Teubenfeld, and Nissen Horowitz. These were the senior rabbanim in Manzi. That yes, it's important to go visit Chaylam on Shabbos. Not just the mitzvah, but the chizik helps them get better, and doctors take better care of people when people come. We are making a Ruvei Tchumim, and the Tzarech Mitzvah, you can rely on it, even though it's based only on the Sam Seifers Shita, on the Sam Seifers Am. Tell you an interesting story. One of the people I did Shimsh by was Rav Moshe Halberstam. And I went to him for 5 weeks, 6 weeks actually, and once discussed with him, what is an amma, 50 centimeters or 60 centimeters? And he told me, very cryptically, he said, wenn du willst, this is 50, wenn du willst, this is 60. Okay. One fine Friday, a young lady died, leaving 12 children behind. It was a Friday, and try to get the kfur in before Shabbos. Now, on top of a coffin, you need to have 3 tvachim of earth, kedei chvisas hakelev. Fortunately, when we were playing the coffin, there was a pipe below. You couldn't dig, you had to dig a very shallow grave, and then they put on top of it earth. And I was asked, is it sufficient? I said, measure it and put in a ruler and see how many centimeters it is. Call back, it's 26 centimeters. Just makes it according to a time now. And I think, is this good enough for a kfura? The other option would be take her out, put it in the freezer, and rebury on Sunday in a deeper grave. And I heard the words of Ramesh Halberstam, when the Vilst is a 50, and the Vilst is a 60. And I said, leave it there. Tell you a story. My wife teaches kallahs. I've taught 300-400 kallahs, and gives refresher courses. And she was once teaching a lady that you have to make a hefsek tara, and hefsek tara has to be done b'chayr in a stocking. Sounds pretty simple to you. The lady says, oops, didn't know that. Let's just put in a meich, and that was the hefsek tara. Put a meich and take it out. So I had a question, if it's no good, so when she went to the mikveh, she's still in the middle of the Shivanikiyam. After six, she only had 6 days. Then you have to wait 72 hours, Hatzpilat HaShechazera, then count another day, and then go again. So my wife told me, listen, you know, you might have to go again. So she said, listen, in the future, I'll do it right, but I can't. My husband's a violent person, and he'll beat me if I tell him I did things wrong till now. Wife asked me what I thought. I said, listen, the only mahalach I could think of is that the Bach asks Akasha, how does a sula, a kala, make a hefsek tara? It's not b'chayim nistakim. The Sidri Tara answers, hecha de'efsha efsha, hecha de'loy efsha loy efsha. That means it's a drabanan. The Ravid in Bali HaNefesh says that this halacha, like Yenit Chayim Nistakin, is only for Tahara, it's not Labala. So my question, the thought I had was, if it's a Derabanan, and B'Shah Satchak, you can be Seymach on the Da'as Yachid, so can we be Seymach on this Ravid? I didn't know if this was a legal equation or not. So I went, drove to New Square, told the whole story to Avnei Shloss, and asked him, are you allowed to do so? I said, what's the Shas Adchak? He said, my husband's a violent person. I bet they're shlugging. So he said, he can't hit her. She's a nita. She can't hit her. So I said that there's a me'iri that says that you can hit your wife with a stick when she's a nita. That's shinai. So he said, in a kendi me'iri? So I told him, this is the answer gim iri with a cat. They said, listen, it's not a serious fellow. I hear the cheshvin you're making. Mathematically, it's correct. But you can't go. So I'm very impressed that you remember Ravitz and Balei HaNefesh. But you can't go on your own, paskling like Ravitz. You have to find if in any of the achreinim, anyone ever paskened like this Ravitz. I said, no, so tell me. So he said, I had a stroke recently, my memory isn't as strong. You can sit in my library, you had a massive library, for as long as you want, and go through the Sfarim. And if you find someone who paskins like this Ravid, B'Shas Adchak, you can do so.
Shalom was just on an 8, or she put on a tampon? And would that make a difference?
Put on an 8. It's a story that happened. Anyway, I found that the Malbushe Tahara in Simon Kuftzadi Vav Sivkatan Tess has a similar question about the violence, and he passed him like the Rashid. So I told that Naishlos, he said, ah, Meredek, if Malbushe Tahara passed like that, you can go past him, it's Mut, you can say it in my name, you can say it in your name, whatever. Good. Next night I was at a chasna, and I meet Rav David Feinstein, and I tell him the whole story. And he passed like the Rashid. Mabushitar. He says, I don't understand something. He says, either the Ravid can be Samech Allah Bishas Tchak, or you can't be Samech on him. What's the Maila the Mabushitar once passed him like that? Other Yadanish? I said, nope, Nashiva. Can you be Samech on the Ravid Bishas Tchak? He said, well, if you can't be Samech on the Ravid, I don't know who you can be Samech on. Bishas Tchak. I just want to give you, first of all, a illustration of Kedai Lusukhov Bishas Tchak, but also illustration of two different Mahalach in Tzak. Rav Naishla said, it's very, very nice you remember Ravitz, but you can't just go around passing like Ravitz on your own. And it have to find it in one of the Achreinim.
Where's that come from? What's that in?
It's in the Surah. And Rav David Feinstein says, I don't understand. The Chevron is the Chayzgalten, so why shouldn't you pass him like the Ravitz? So that is the klal. So that's the klal of Kedai Lusmach Olav B'Shas Al-Chak. Maybe what we can learn from it is that a person should know all the shittas, even not just know the final conclusion, because many times, although this is the final conclusion in most cases, but in other cases, it might be not like that. Another thing in Darkei Era is that you have to know who you're dealing with. Who's asking the question? Rav Gusman used to say, first I paskin the person, then I paskin the shayla. Also, paskin in the mensch, I have to know what's in the spiritual interest of this person. Obviously, it's a shayla that could have two possible answers. They just thumb. Side thing. Once had a shayla. Woman prepares for a mikveh. After that, she's not allowed to be oisik in any chatzitzas. Now, this woman prepared for mikveh. It was a Friday night tefillah. So you don't put on makeup. But her husband's grandmother was coming to visit. And she was already beyond chapping what was going on. And the husband's grandmother would berate the newly married young lady, why didn't you put on makeup? It's Shabbos. So I had a thought that this is a minig of the Rush. The Rush says don't engage in chatzitzes after chfifa. But cosmetics it's not ma'akev as a chatzitza, because kol anoy ein chatzitz. Just the Ramah says you have to remove it. But could be the Rush's minig didn't apply on something which is not ma'akev. That's what I had at the chiddush. So, that's an Eretz Yisrael then. So I went to Rav Gusman, and I told him the shayla, and I told him this is the chiddush that I want to say. He said, it's a nice chiddush, but what do you need for what's often a gemara? I said, it can't be a Gemara because the whole minig is in the Rush. He says, Nein Tza Gemara. I said, which Masechta? He said, Brachas. Certainly not in Brachas. He said, tell me which Daf. He said, Daf Yates. I said, Medalgan Ayin Al Gabi Arenas, Loyla Kras Malchay Akum Avad, Queen Elizabeth Slavaya. Is that the end of Gemara? He says, yeah, Mamish, the next line in the Gemara. Shtek in the Gemara. That covered a breach. A lady shouldn't be embarrassed from her husband's grandmother. So I said, can you do it? Can you just take whenever you want, take a Gemara and apply it? Because when you know enough, you could. Anyway, so I've listened to say, first I paskin the person, then I paskin the shayla. Do you have to know whom you're dealing with? When I was sitting by Ramesha Halberstam, a lady comes in, a Sephardic lady, very from looking, and says, my daughter became a waitress, a milzarit, in the Apirion Hall on Chav Bar Ilan. Single girl working together with boys. And she wanted to know, is it mutter? So Ramesha Halberstam says, Is the door locked or is it unlocked? And it's a hole, it's unlocked. When this lady left, I said, no, Moshe, your daughter, you would say that before? He said, what don't you understand? Is the daughter asking the question? Did a daughter come and ask me, should I become a waitress? She's not asking, she's doing it. The mother came to ask me, is my daughter a balas avera? It's not a balas avera. In other words, because you have to hear who's asking and what's really being asked, not answer the question literally. Different time I was by him, and a couple came in, it was an American couple, they didn't speak Yiddish, so I was a translator, and they had a question, and he tells me, tell him to go ask this question to Epshlem Zalman Arbach. It's not for me. So I told him, the Rav says you should ask Epshlem Zalman Arbach. So they say, who's that? So I tell him, the Vesna is Epshlem Zalman is. He says, tell them that he'll tell you it's Mutter. So when they left, I said, my hi. He says, let me tell you something. I'm the fifth generation of Chaim Sanza. And he's the closest in the world to Chaim Sanza in generations. And an Einikler of Chaim Sanza cannot say that this is Mutter. But they don't have to suffer because I'm an Einikler of Chaim Sanza. That's what I said, to go ask if Shlomo Zalman, he has a different Shulchan Aruch. I saw they're so far gone that they don't even know who Shlomo Zalman Aruch is. I figured, you know something, and therefore it's as well. Tell you another thing I saw, made an impression. Couple came, a difficult question. This is a question that he held was Usser, and it's Usser Medina. And he sees a couple asking a question, and he says, you know, it's a very difficult question. Can you come back tomorrow morning? Come back the next day, and he says like this, you know, when I went to Eitz Chaim in Yerushalayim, I was of the better boys in the class. But I wasn't the best. The best boy in the class is someone called Chatzkel. Chatzkel is now a great Rav in America called the Chatzkel Rav. Karlsberger Rav Sakhmadai. And I called him up last night. And he told me that it's all right. And you should know you can rely on him. 4 weeks later, another couple comes with the exact same question. And he did the same thing. Come back tomorrow. And called up the Chatzkel Rav and got a hetzer for them. And I saw something very, very interesting. Two things. One, although he held it was Aser Mideraisa, but he held it wasn't in their spiritual interest to hear that it's Aser. And therefore he was going to find someone else who's a reliable person to say Mutter. Two, he didn't say, I once asked him and I know that he says it's Mutter. But each time he went and asked the Shaila again, got a psak for them, and then told them, based on what we said, this is the Shaiva Tashiyi Bayam Mahim. One more thing, I once asked him when I was sitting there, he answered questions. Let's say Erev Yom Kippur, about people fasting. So sometimes you know the person. Other times you don't know the person. So if you don't know people, you don't know how they describe things. You should know there's some people who complain. Everything, they think they're dying. And the valet's nothing, they have a cold. So what's the use? The person tells you, you know, I don't feel good and I think I'm going to die if I fast. And whatever. But you don't know what it means. You don't know what these words mean when this person says it. So how is the Rav supposed to answer the question? And it's Erev Yom Kippur with it, and they're calling on the telephone. So Moshe Avraham said, listen, this is not a shaila in halacha. I can teach you halacha. This is a shaila in how to be a Rav. For this, we have to go ask my Rebbe, Rav Shmuel Vosner. And he took me to Rav Vosner. We had a 2-hour meeting. And it was all about how to be a rav. Not specific halacha shailos. Remember one of the questions I asked them, I was going to be then the rav of Kaldas Yishoron, and German Kehillah, you're supposed to be very polite. And every woman you see, you're supposed to say, how you're feeling, how you're doing. Now, you could use a different expression. I know someone, a chava of mine, asked the stipler. In Hebrew, you say, you tell the kala, mashlamech, mashlamech. You're not allowed to say so. What should he do? So the stipler says, tishal machadash. That's the problem. But it doesn't go in the Yakisha Kehla. So ask him, tell me, what am I supposed to do? And I said, you have to understand, it's not Bnei Brak. He says, you have to tell me. I grew up in Austria. I grew up in Vienna. I know exactly what you mean. He said, Ashkenazi Shirav asking a woman how you're feeling is the same thing as a doctor asking a woman how you're feeling. That's his profession. That's his job. The is to create a personal connection. He said, your neighbor, you shouldn't ask how she's feeling. But your congregant, he said, that's the same thing. You can tell a doctor shouldn't ask how you're feeling. That's his professional obligation. Anyway, that was amongst the questions. So I asked him this question. Someone tells me they think they're going to die if they fast. They look, to me, they look very gesund. And what am I supposed to do? And the second he heard this question, like a change came over him. He stood up and his eyes started to tear. And he said, every young Rav asks this question until he makes his first big mistake. And then he learns to trust people. Listen to me, don't make your own mistakes, learn from other people's mistakes. If a Yid says he doesn't feel well, you should know he doesn't feel well. And I said, what about the cat? The person tells me he's gesund, he feels he can fast, and I see that his heart is barely ticking. What am I supposed to do? Supposed to trust the Yid? He said, trust the Yid? Shtetach ein ladain, al masha ein avrois. Dachtach ukem ad egen egen. Oilu mekolonal, just to summarize what we learned today, and we'll take any questions if anyone wants, that there is something called psak, which is based on the pasuk in Chumash that has rules, that although in absence of a psak, there are rules of how to be nayig, but afterwards you follow it, even kula in a deraisa. What are the ifanim of psak that we said from the Ramam, either machriya medaitai, or you follow the koli of psak, or you have a minig? The koyach of psak is once it has been gipaskin, no one else can override it, with except a few notable exceptions. There is a klal that you follow das rabbim, but b'shas adchak you follow a das yachid. And furthermore, you have to know who you're answering for, and what is the question, and who is the questioner, and only then can you approach it. Yerotzim Tishra Shina B'masa Yidechem.
What?
That's the question.